You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up? It is Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, I'm going to need a whiteboard. I'm going to need a map. I am going to need Adam Schefter here sitting next to me because all hell is broken loose in the NFL. Oh, this is what you get.
Yeah, there you go. This is a lot going on. You feel what I'm saying? So obviously we're starting to see some moving and shaking, some pieces falling into place, starting to see how the puzzle is shaping up for 2018. And some surprises right now going on, especially obviously with the situation with Carlos Hyde. We also see Jerick McKinnon. So we see some moving and shaking and some pieces getting put into place, and we can start putting the plan together pretty soon. At least I'm already started, to be honest with you.
Putting the plan together, the Cowboys not doing anything, but it's better than the Giants
relax.
Are doing.
Can you relax?
Giants are going in a negative direction.
What are you doing? What are you bringing the Cowboys into this for?
Supporting our teams out. Your team's doing nothing. My team's going negative, so it's great.
Your team might be able to get Saquon Barkley now.
It's true. I expect them to get Saquon Barkley now, but
you
Saquon
Barkley
is great when you don't have a quarterback. Matt Modica, sir, how are you?
Doing well. Taco Tuesday was a success. Chowed down at the GST last night with one Chris Vicaro. Went over some baseball prep.
I like that.
And, this is pretty crazy. The one thing I was upset about last night with all this news breaking, the free agent frenzy in the NFL, was my boy Deion Lewis, who I had supreme high hopes for. And the Lions, to me, were a perfect fit for him, maybe even Indianapolis, where he could be the feature guy. And he, on an NFL level, I think it was a great move by the Titans. For fantasy, not so much.
Yeah, we have a lot of moves to talk about, which we're going to do over the next 2 hours of this program. From Deion Lewis, the running back market, it's done. It happened. The running back market happened. The cornerback market happened. In 10, 15 minutes from now, we'll get into that quarterback market live on YouTube, the wide receiver market developing. Everything has taken place. And the crazy thing is, free agency doesn't start until 4 o'clock today, which is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, it really is. But
isn't it like the NBA where you get like to talk to them prior? Like they sign the deal and you can't report it till the middle
technically, in the NBA, free agency opens July 1st, midnight, right?
Yeah.
But now today, but you don't hear anything until July 1st where these teams, where everyone goes to the Hamptons and has their meetings. Here, free agency opens at 4 o'clock today. The signing shouldn't be even intended to be announced until afterwards. It's ridiculous and stupid. But nevertheless, it is what it is. I mean, if free agency started 2 days ago, why doesn't free agency start 2 days ago? There's no point of the legal tampering period.
No, it really isn't. Let's just go ahead and start free agency when it's,
when it starts.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what they're doing with
Shout
this.
Shout out to the Jets for getting Teddy Bridgewater.
We got a lot to talk about. Not just Teddy Bridgewater. I know you're laughing, but we have a lot to talk about. We're going to try to write it down so I remember it all because there's so much to get to. Stick around. There is so much more coming over the next 2 hours on Fantasy Sports Today, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
All right, gentlemen, I don't even know where to start. There's so much that has happened in the NFL. So much has happened. I want to do quarterbacks coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll do that live on YouTube. Because quarterbacks, the franchise position, is the most important position. We'll do that in a little bit. Since we're a fantasy program, We should start the running backs and the wide receivers. We talked a lot about the wide receivers yesterday. So let's get in to the running backs.
All right.
All right. So my guy, Carlos Hyde, and I'm writing this in red here.
Because he used to be a 49er.
Yeah. So Carlos Hyde is up next. And he goes from the West Coast to the middle, and he goes to Cleveland.
Yep.
Now everybody's going to Cleveland now. Jarvis Landry's in Cleveland.
Carlos Hyde's in Cleveland.
Carlos Hyde's in Cleveland.
LeBron's leaving Cleveland.
That's true.
You have Tyrod Taylor in Cleveland.
Josh Gordon's back.
Josh Gordon is back in Cleveland. Doing the wrong one. It's going wisely. This one doesn't race so well, huh? All right, well, we'll use that marker again.
Wonderful.
Well, use that marker. Got a red board now.
If I
rub it in enough, you'd be brown like Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right. So we found out this morning, Carlos Hyde heads to Cleveland on a 4-year deal. That was the first real running back shooter drop outside of the Giants' idiotic decision to sign Jonathan Stewart. We'll get to that in a moment.
That was horrific.
Horrific.
That was horrific.
Horrific.
I was chuckling away.
I had a good laugh when I saw that. They brought that bum in there. They refused to fix that running back situation. But you know what? I love it.
Unbelievable.
New diggity.
All right. So there you go. Carlos.
You might have some good news, Giant fans.
Whatever. We'll talk about what's up with the Giants in a second. I want to get into Carlos Hyde in Cleveland. Last year, you were Mr. Isaiah Crowell, Corey.
Yeah, he's a Jet now.
My bad. See a lot going on. But Carlos Hyde is now in Cleveland with Duke Johnson. You were the Mr. Isaiah Crowell last year.
Yep.
It didn't work out. The line wasn't good. They didn't win a game. It was never Isaiah Crowell time. But averaged 4 yards a carry twice in his time in Cleveland. Carlos Hyde, after a career year in San Francisco, now takes over Isaiah Crowell's role in this offense. Are you going to be back in on the Cleveland running back?
I'm going to go back. I can get back in on Carlos Hyde. I'll go back. But what I am not going to do is I'm not going to pay the top 10 running back price for Carlos Hyde in Cleveland. Not going to happen because Duke Johnson's their pass catching back. So much of Carlos Hyde's success this past year was attached to what he was able to do catching the football before Jimmy Garoppolo got to town. Now, with that being said, I don't know how it's going to set up. If I get Carlos Hyde on my fantasy teams, which I don't mind, Cleveland Brown running back, I think the offense is going to be dynamic. I want him as a running back, too. He is an RB2.
What about you?
Yeah, as long as Duke Johnson's there, it is going to cloud things up. Once again, on an NFL level, I think it's a fantastic move. Big Carlos Hyde guy. I know you are as well.
Yep.
But like I said, like Corey mentioned, Duke Johnson's there. Duke Johnson catches a ton of passes. He had a fantastic season. So the Browns are looking a hell of a lot better. Something I didn't think I'd be saying on March 14th.
Sure, the Browns absolutely looking a lot better today than they were just a few days ago.
But why get Hyde and not go get Barkley with that number one pick?
We got a quarterback.
They want the quarterback.
We want a quarterback.
Them quarterbacks is bums.
No, honestly, this team.
Look, as a
you
Bears,
got Tyrod. He gonna take you to the playoffs.
For 1 year, you have Tyrod. You go get the franchise.
You go get a quarterback next year. You got a generation of running backs sitting right there. That's ridiculous.
I don't agree at all.
You can take it the second round. You don't need to get a quarterback out the first round. That makes no sense to me.
The number
and you got a player like that, and you go get Carlos Hyde.
But here's the running back, man.
Quarterbacks is trash.
But here's the thing with the Browns. They can't keep passing on these quarterbacks, and then watching like after year two, these guys are emerging as top players in the NFL or up and coming. Stars.
And then when Barkley run for 2,000 yards, and they got Carlos Hyde.
But you won't have a quarterback.
You got Tyrod Taylor.
That is not a long-term quarterback, as a Bills fan will tell you.
We haven't had a franchise quarterback since Jim Kelly. We had a stopgap with Flutie, who did very well. Like I said, Bledsoe came in for like a year or so. Had that good year. But you're just not going to really win in the NFL, especially now, unless you have like the Ravens defense, like 2000, or you got to be just dynamic on defense, like so good that you could put a Trent Dilfer back there and win a Super Bowl. So I think all the movements they made here, you got Taylor for this year, whoever they believe is their franchise quarterback, which I hope it's not Baker Mayfield. They get
at
and
one.
He gets the groom.
100%.
Look at Pat Mahomes. Look at Jimmy G's been sitting behind Brady. So I think it's the right way. You saw it with Peyton Manning, then Andrew Luck. It keeps you relevant. It gives you a chance. If you have the quarterback, you have a chance to make the playoffs every year.
Yeah, so the important thing is they need a quarterback. And you don't want to take a shot of that quarterback not being there at four. You go draft them at number one overall. To me, it's an absolute no-brainer. You do your thing. You grab your quarterback. Whoever that quarterback may be, you go and make it that happen.
You're at a Giant fan. Don't you think the Giants need a franchise quarterback?
Yes!
Transition?
Yes! Of course I do. That's why I'm living.
Take one of these dudes and then lose for the next 3-4 years, and then they got to go draft another quarterback.
They're going to lose the next 3-4 years anyway. Might as well take a quarterback and have a chance to win a championship.
Quarterback. You draft one of these jokers right here, for the most part, you'll be drafting another quarterback 3 years from now, and you're going to be 1-15 again. Watch me. Watch it happen.
Find out. We'll find out on that. All right, so the old running back for the Cleveland Browns was your boy, Isaiah Crowell.
Crow Show.
Who's now a member of the New York Jets.
Yeah, basically, he's now the value is definitely going in the opposite direction. You don't know what this Jet offense is going to be. Teddy Bridgewater, Crow Show in the backfield. Listen, they got some pieces. Robbie Anderson likely get some kind of suspension, maybe a game or two. So, listen, it is some pieces there. You got to like what they did offensively last year at times. Now you get a new coordinator in there because they were supposed to get Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is not going to be there. So they got to settle for Bridgewater. Situation looks a mess right now. Isaiah Crowell, RB3 at best.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just right now with Bridgewater. I like Crowell. I just don't really like this offense right now. Like Corey said, if Robbie Anderson's suspended, which you got to think he's getting a few games, right? That was pretty crazy, the incident that happened with him. I don't really see the Jets being that much better.
Yeah, the Isaiah Crowell move. I guess it's an upgrade. I don't know.
It depends on where his market develops. I mean, obviously, you know, I like the player. So, I was never really a Powell guy. And obviously, the Jets really weren't because they really never committed.
Yeah, no, of course. Isaiah Crowell, now a member of the New York Jets. Earlier this morning, the San Francisco 49ers seen it's all related. It's a triangle here. I should make this triangle on my whiteboard. So, you have San Francisco up here, right? You have Cleveland down there, and then you got the NY Jets down here. So Carlos Hyde goes there. Isaiah Crowell goes there. And then right in the middle over here, you have Minnesota, where Jerick McKinnon now winds up. Gee, my chicken scratch. Jerick McKinnon now winds up in San Francisco, a 4-year deal worth $28 million. Jerick McKinnon wanted to go somewhere where he would be the man. Well, as of now, in San Francisco, with Jimmy G, he is the man.
I like the spot right here for Jerick McKinnon. I think he's a versatile back that can do it all, run the football, obviously, do between the tackles. He could do some goal line work. He's excellent in the passing game. I think McKinnon just really needed an opportunity. I would look at a situation with Jerick McKinnon in San Fran. I would value him over Isaiah Crowell with the Jets. That's how good I feel about where Jerick McKinnon is now. Jimmy G did not throw the ball to the running back
exactly.
In the second half
yep.
last year. But I think McKinnon is dynamic enough to get that work done. I think that's something that you could see added to the offense. Now, if it's not, I would still take him over Isaiah Crowell, but he's more of a low-end RB2. But I would be banking to get that. I think he can catch 35 balls this year.
The obvious question for me is, do you take Jerick McKinnon over Carlos Hyde?
I would probably like it to be in the same range, the same area, but I would go Carlos Hyde. I think he's going to have more success. And what he'll be, I would slightly go Carlos Hyde over old boy.
Jerick McKinnon,
yeah.
See, that's the problem. I love McKinnon. I just don't like the fact that Jimmy G wasn't dropping any passes off. You know, that's what we were saying about Hyde and what, you know, his value being tied to that. And McKinnon is dynamic when catching the ball, getting him in the open space. Unless, you know, that's going to change. I don't know. That possibly can. Different player, maybe. You know, he's viewed differently now. So it's going to be interesting because I really like the guy. You know, this is an up-and-coming offense. We you know, Jimmy G, the West Coast Jesus and all that. But kind of like with Corey, it's going to be interesting to, you know, I think they're in similar things. I'd probably go Hyde, but.
I'll probably go Hyde as of now as well, but you know Jerick McKinnon fits that Kyle Shanahan system well. He is shifty. He can move around. Catch passes
going
out of the backfield.
I'm going to get a piece of it.
Yep. I'm going to get a piece of it also. I like Jerick McKinnon a lot. I think there's absolutely a lot to like there, and I strongly, strongly recommend investing there. Let's take a break. When we come back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll talk about the quarterbacks. A lot more running backs to talk to as well. I want to get into the Jonathan Stewart stuff in a little bit. But when we come back, we'll mention the quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins has decided, and that started the ripple effect. We'll explain and get into it live on FST.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Hello, YouTube. Welcome inside Studio 34. My name is Greg Sussman. To my right, the fantasy executive. To my left is Wall Street Matt Modica. We dipped our toes into the running back pool a few moments ago. Before we continue, though, into the quarterbacks, I want to remind you that Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single-entry contests only. Fantasy Factor always has fun contests going on. And this year, Fantasy Factor is running a $100,000 home run derby. Sign up today and enter at www.fantasyfactor.com. The quarterback market has been reshaped, gentlemen. Kirk Cousins had a 3-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings yesterday for $28.6 million a year, all guaranteed.
Smart.
Smart man. He has changed the game. Now, if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're any quarterback signing an extension with the team, you accept nothing less than 100% guaranteed.
Well, it's got to be a short deal like him.
Sure.
You know, if they give him a 7-year deal, like they like.
Fine. Yeah. Then guarantee me 5 years. You know, something like that. When Aaron Rodgers, he's about to get paid, right?
Yep.
He's going to break that, right?
Oh, yeah. He's going to go get his money. He's going to be 100%. He might ask for it up front, all of it, in cash. in a bag. Yeah. You're like, bring it all here in one shot, and me and Danica are going to drive away with it.
Yeah, but like, say Aaron Rodgers, whatever his extension is, he gets the first 3 years, or he gets $100 million guaranteed.
Yeah,
you know, that's basically what it's going to be.
Sure.
And with the CBA coming up, as we talked about yesterday, in 3 years, this makes total sense. Why not just, you know, give him the 3 years? He's going to be about 34 when the contract's up.
Yep.
I think it's a smart move. He was going to make more if he was franchised anyway. So it works out for the player, works out for the team.
Okay, so the first shoe to drop was Kirk Cousins to Minnesota.
Yep.
Talked a little bit about yesterday morning when it happened, and I wanted to dive in now. You had some time to breathe about it. The running back, Dalvin Cook, will be healthy. Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph, because we know how much Kirk Cousins loves the tight end. Evidently, he loved playing under Kevin Stefanski, the quarterback's coach in Minnesota, at a Pro Bowl several years ago. That's a thing. Nevertheless, Cousins goes to Minnesota. Matt, you were Mr. Minnesota, mm-hmm. Right? Now, how does Kirk Cousins change things for you in the better and the worse? How does it change things for you?
It only gets better. I pretty much want all the pieces, as many as I can get. I want, you know, I'll definitely be backing on Diggs. I know it's a risky proposition because you can't stay healthy, but I just think the talent's there, and this may be the season where he really, you know, he transcends it. I mean, there's just too many good options. You have to like all these things. The only thing I worry about is Dalvin Cook's got to be 100%. So that's the one thing I'll monitor. Is what's his name still on the team? The other running back?
Latavius Murray. Yes.
So they still have him as well. So that's a nice fallback option. Murray, even Latavius Murray, I have to say, he had a hell of a season. He played much better than I thought.
Definitely.
He ran hard. He looked good. He looked good out there. So, I mean, they got to the championship game. I think they have to be the favorites in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl.
Not over the defending champion, Philadelphia Eagles?
Yep.
Okay, so there you go. There you have it from Matt Modica. Likes Kirk Cousins, makes him the favorite to win the Super Bowl. We get the Super Bowl in the NFC. That's what Kirk Cousins does for the Minnesota Vikings. Corey, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far. I still want to see what the rest of the teams in the NFC do. But, you know, they're going to be a playoff team. They got a good team. They got a good setup. I think their fantasy pieces, they fall into line right around where they should. You know, all of them going to be guys that are going to be sought after, and ones right outside the one conversation at their respective positions. They got pieces. They got pieces now. They got Cousins, and Cousins is going to put in work too. He's a statistic driven quarterback, though.
Yes, he is. Yeah,
but
yes,
let me just look at last year what he had, and compare it to what he's going to have entering 2018. And he's going to be playing in a dome. He's going to be playing half his games in a controlled environment. Well, actually, 9 games, if you can count the Lions in the division.
Probably for the Saints, you assume that's 10?
Yeah, you know, you throw in one of those matchups. But, I mean, having 9 home games in a controlled environment, that's even better. You know, he's got these players on a fast track. I don't know. I don't know how you can't be excited for this team.
When you look at the Vikings quarterbacks, they had 3 of them on their team, all free agents last year. Case Keenum, the first shoe to drop, he wound up going to Denver. We talked about that yesterday morning. The next was Sam Bradford, who signed a 1-year deal, potentially worth $20 million to go to Arizona. Your boy just keeps getting paid over and over and over.
And look, if he was a healthy player, I would say, yeah, take. But he's not. I mean, these knees. And it's a shame because he looked really good week 1. I was really excited about it and stuff. I don't get it. I don't get giving him that much money. Is this $20 million guaranteed?
No. So I believe like 15 and a half is guaranteed. Something like that. Somewhere between 15 and 20 guaranteed.
Look, I get it's a 1-year deal and stuff. I'm going to root for the guy.
Sure.
I think he's talented and he's just, you know, injury upon injury. And we've seen the preseason, you know. So I don't think he's ever really got a fair shake. And last year was his opportunity with this team. And it just didn't come to fruition.
Corey, now, when it comes to Sam Bradford, doesn't this seem like the most Arizona thing ever?
Yeah, it's really an Arizona move right here. They have to draft a quarterback. Because let me tell you something, Sam Bradford ain't going to play no more than 4 games, if that. So they already said, the Minnesota told of people sneeze degenerate. They still wouldn't give the man $20 million. They could have gave me that money.
They like these old injury-prone
yeah,
quarterbacks.
It's their thing.
Palmer to...
even under a new regime, they still doing the same stuff. You feel what I mean? So if they don't draft a quarterback, they need to get one of these quarterbacks. If they don't get one of these quarterbacks, I'm through with them.
There you go. Sam Bradford and his knee.
Now they need a quarterback.
Well, that wasn't the only quarterback they signed yesterday.
Who did they sign?
Did you know that?
Who they signed? Colt McCoy?
Close.
Who?
Mike Glennon.
Oh, God.
The human statue.
What the hell are they doing? They can't. They're not going to start the season like this, are they?
It's the draft.
Larry Fitzgerald's going to be really excited.
He just.
He's excited for the Bradford part. Probably not the Mike.
The two
Glennon
games, like Sam Bradford going to play,
and then Mike Glennon, who really just is Drew Stanton, right? Like Mike Glennon is just a new version of
same
Drew Stanton.
Same thing.
Yeah, same exact thing. Unbelievable. Now that was two Minnesota Viking quarterbacks off the board. One more to go, and he. He's now a member of the New York Jets. One of 2 quarterbacks the Jets signed yesterday. Bridgewater was actually the second. Signed a 1-year deal with the Jets. The first was the Jets bringing back Josh McCown. 1 year, about $10 million. McCown was told he will enter spring and enter the summer as the starter. I assume Teddy Bridgewater was told he will have a chance to compete for the starting job. Bridgewater and McCown, Corey, both go to the Jets.
Yeah. Now you got a situation where Bridgewater, obviously the guy, they want to see what he has left, any tread left on the tire after that horrific injury, give him opportunity to get in there and really get a shot for once if he has an opportunity to take over for Josh McCown. So Teddy Bridgewater, he gets a spot, so it looks like he gets a chance to start his career over. So that's good for Bridgewater. As far as the New York Jet offense, it's probably going to look a lot like last year, unless Bridgewater all of a sudden becomes like this dynamic running quarterback where he's able to open up rushing lanes for Isaiah Crowell and stuff like that. I don't see that happening.
Well, I know somebody was happy. I know Scott Atkins was happy about the
Bridgewater. Yes, no, Atkins, a Louisville guy and a Jet fan.
Well, I got to ask you this, Matt. Now, Bridgewater and McCown. You have an older guy, and Bridgewater certainly in the prime of his career, obviously came back from the devastating knee injury. We don't know what he will be. We don't know what he is. But do the Jets look at this like, all right, we have McCown, who's our mentor, probably a future head coach in this league, and then we have our young guy in Bridgewater. Is that it? Are the Jets done at quarterback? Are they not going to draft one at six?
I mean, I think that they're hoping that Teddy Bridgewater can become the guy that people thought he would be. And the fallback safe is McCown here. I think they're going to go a different direction.
So that means they do not draft one of these quarterbacks who are all nothings according to the Quick Parson. They don't draft one of those guys at six.
I don't think so. I mean, I could be completely wrong here, but I don't see it. Why, you know, is he going to have three quarterbacks in there? And then if you're going to draft a guy at six, at some point he's going to play this year. So, I mean, I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is getting a ton of money, right?
I assume not.
Yeah, so.
One-year deal.
I guess you could do that, but I think if you're going to go McCown and Bridgewater, you're hoping Bridgewater is the future. You have a bridge just to make sure in McCown, and you need to keep improving this team.
Chase Daniels signs for a year to back up Mitchell Trubisky in Chicago. Back up, just because he continues to make
money. I
want
to be Chase Daniels.
Unbelievable. I'm going to be honest with you. He's never played.
He's made a lot of money.
But people really like him. Okay, so Cousins, Bradford, McCown, Bridgewater. And there's one more last name on this list. And there's a bunch of question marks next to his name. You know the one quarterback that hasn't signed yet, Corey?
Didn't the Patriots offer him a deal?
Did they? I didn't see that.
I heard something.
I didn't see that. There's one quarterback left.
Who is it?
A.J. McCarron.
My guy.
Your guy.
A.J. McCarron.
Hughes' guy.
Yep.
Didn't even try him. Didn't even sign him.
It's give me patient. You know what I'm saying? Patient. Arizona should have went and got him.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I saw something on Twitter where the Patriots are making an offer for him. It would be great if he was like in 2 years, he's like, he takes over for Brady and leads his team.
Him and
like,
Josh McDaniels take the Patriot dynasty to the next level.
That'd be crazy. That'd be wild.
That would be.
Jackson be all pissed off.
That was my guy. You wouldn't let me sign him.
He's like, I was giving a 2 and a 3 for him. That was crazy.
That's wild.
Crazy. But also, there's one team that really needs a quarterback. They don't have a veteran. They got nothing. And that's the Buffalo Bills.
We traded up. We're moving on up.
Moving on up. Could A.J. McCarron be a fit in Buffalo?
No, I don't want A.J. McCarron. Okay? I want a young franchise quarterback. I want Mayfield, Rosen, Darnold. One of those three. I mean, I really want Mayfield, but...
All right, but you'll settle.
Oh, yes.
You'll settle. All right. Let's take a break. Those are your quarterbacks. We appreciate you hanging out with us. When we come back, there's more running backs to get to, including the Giants signing Jonathan Stewart. I'll attempt to explain why when we come back. Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
DraftKings and FanDuel, Major League Baseball contest this summer with Daily Roto's MLB projections and optimizer. Go to dailyroto.com/premium and save 10% off with the promo code FNTSY to use the same tools and projections the millionaire maker winner, Drew Dinkmeyer, uses. And the tools just don't work for football. This is the same site that Drew used last year to win $150,000 in the top five DraftKings live final finish. Head on over to dailyroto.com/premium, save 10% off with the promo code FNTSY and see the results for yourself. There you go. Now, let's look up some of the running backs, right? Carlos Hyde.
Yep.
Turn your mic on, though.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Jerick McKinnon,
mm-hmm.
Isaiah Crowell.
Mm-hmm.
It's one name we left off that list. Two major names we left off that list. One major name and one not so major name. First one was Jonathan Stewart. He signs a deal that could be worth up to $8 million, $2.5 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
To go to the Giants. What are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing. Maybe I don't. I hope their plan wasn't to start the season with like this with Jonathan Stewart. Well, because they still got Gallman in the mix. They just draft running backs every year. Don't never give them a shot to develop, mainly because they're trash. So instead of going and getting a guy like a Jerick McKinnon or a Carlos Hyde, they go get Jay Stu. I guess they're going cheap at running back, trying to fix that O-line, which I haven't seen them doing that either. They've been very quiet in free agency. As a matter of fact, you were correct, Greg, saying the New York Giants were going backwards. That makes a lot of sense, and I'm glad that you were able to rationalize and come to that conclusion by looking in the mirror. But with this new shakeup at the top, with the Browns getting Hyde, Saquon Barkley is a good chance he could be there for the New York Giants. I hope they don't F it up. Well, then again, I hope they do.
Well, I'm glad Greg didn't say that the Giants are retooling.
See, I had this conversation with him yesterday.
That's the first thing.
That dude is wild. Talk about retooling.
How crazy would it be if Barkley falls to the Colts at 3?
You know what? Anything's possible. But yes, that'd be crazy.
It's like the Giants say, look, we think Rosen's the future.
Sure,
we
sure.
Make this transition. You know, we have to do this.
Yeah. The Colts will run to the podium and write Barkley on that card. For me, as a Giants fan, I want to look at this rationally. I think it was very, very useless to go out and sign Jonathan Stewart. But, to be fair, it's $2.5 million guaranteed. It's not going to affect drafting Saquon Barkley. It's not really going to affect anything. I get it. I don't want to ever sign a 31-year-old running back because it's very stupid and it's a waste of allocation, a waste of resources. But, Gettleman, Mike Shula, when you have to bring in your old 31-year-old running back, you do it. He's a locker room guy. The number one thing that Gettleman wants to do.
Oh, that's exactly what the Giants need, a locker room guy.
They do.
Yeah, they do need a locker. I mean,
I don't know if you're sarcastic or not.
No, I am being sarcastic. They
do need a locker room guy.
Yeah, but they need a running back.
but listen, if you're confident,
hire a motivational speaker for the
listen,
locker room.
You'll have your running back. If you're confident that, which certainly seems like now, the Browns are drafting a quarterback at 1, you have your running back at 2. You have him.
Yeah, you got your running back at 2. So then if you give homeboy $1 million to be a locker room guy, I'm fine with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? This is not precluding them from drafting Saquon Barkley.
Is there any way that, say, the Browns trade out of 1, keep 4, so they can still get a quarterback?
Yeah. They can. Sure.
I mean,
I can see them doing that. I think the Browns are going to trade the first pick now.
Yeah, actually, that's what I don't.
I think they trade 4. They trade number 4 away. I think they draft their quarterback at 1 and then trade away 4.
Okay. I think they trade away 1 and then make a mistake with 4. They should have drafted Saquon Barkley. They really should have.
The other problem with the Giants, I don't want to spend too much time on them, but the other problem with the Giants is after losing out on Andrew Norwell, who went to the Jags, because, listen, they're a better team. It's a state with no state tax, and they offered them gobs of money. The Giants are now in on Nate Solder, left tackle, of course, for the New England Patriots. Norwell, an all-pro. Solder, just, you know, a solid dude. If you don't get him, you got nothing. And then the Giants may reach and draft Quentin Nelson, the guard, in that top 5. In the NFL draft. Will they do that? That's probably a mistake, but that's for another day. It's for an NFL draft show.
This is becoming quite a fun debacle.
I'm glad. It's a fun debacle for two of you sitting here. But I want to talk about another team, and that is the New England Patriots South in Nashville, Tennessee. The first shoe dropped with Malcolm Butler. Corey, you were very concerned for your boy Malcolm Butler when he got benched in the Super Bowl because you thought it cost him some money.
Yeah.
He was a free agent. Belichick benched him when he needed him. And people talk. Coaches talk.
Yep.
They trust Belichick. Malcolm Butler was going to be...
I wouldn't.
Butler was going to be lose money because of what happened.
Yep.
He didn't.
He did not.
No. $61 million, 30 of which is guaranteed to be the starting cornerback for the Tennessee Titans and former New England Patriot defender Mike Vrabel.
Yep, no doubt about it. So he goes against the front level. You might as well call it a hometown deal. He goes against that deal. So good looking out on Tennessee Titans' part, so good for Malcolm Butler. He goes and gets his money. Obviously, that team needed some work in the back end of that defense to fix that secondary if they want to make a deep playoff run. So from an NFL standpoint, I thought it was a very good move for the Tennessee Titans.
All right, so Malcolm Butler goes to Tennessee. You like that move, Patriots South. All right, cool. Now, the big news was on the offensive side of the ball in Patriots South. Derrick Henry as the bell cow. It lasted one day. We sat here and we debated, and you and Jake yelled at each other. It lasted one day.
But it basically, the indictment on Henry has been He's not a good pass catcher. He's not a good pass blocker.
Correct.
So,
and now they have one.
They do. I mean, like I said, on an NFL level, I love it.
Well, let's tell you what we're talking about. Deion Lewis heads to Tennessee. I believe it was a four-year deal, $28 million. I didn't see how much was guaranteed. I think $15 million, I want to say, was guaranteed. Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry, your new combination out there in Tennessee.
Look, they basically, they moved, they got, you know, you had, what's his name, who's been good, but last year, I mean, come on, he was a shell of himself, DeMarco Murray. And this is good. And even the signing of the cornerback, they needed a cornerback. This team was getting torched, mm-hmm. you know. So these are two good signings here. They really are. I really like it on offensively. If what's his name can stay healthy, the quarterback, I mean, that's an issue. I'm getting concerned to the fact that he may never have a full healthy season. He has upside. I still believe he has upside. I'm going to be drinking the Corey Davis Kool-Aid. You know,
You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I mean, I'm going to get drunk off that thing, you know, well before August. But, you know, you see the talent the guy has. Now it's just getting him the ball. You know, like that guy who wrote the book that time after his first year, throw me the damn ball.
Keyshawn Johnson.
He needs a book like that.
He needs a book like that. Corey Davis, throw me the damn ball. What do you think of Deion Lewis in Tennessee?
Deion Lewis in Tennessee is a nice third down running back. That you'll see get some snaps. He'll be on the negative side of a timeshare with the Tennessee Titans. I think this is a solid move for them. Derrick Henry will still be in the running back one conversation.
Okay, so you still believe drafted as a running back one or finishing as a running back?
Finishing as a
running back.
I would draft him as a running back. I would draft him on that 2-3 turn still.
Okay.
Would you take Kenyon Drake over him now?
I would probably take – the Dolphins are going to stink.
Yeah, the Dolphins are going to suck.
Dolphins are going to suck.
Speaking of the Dolphins, let's get into what the hell they did.
Nothing.
No. So we talked about it yesterday morning, right? They traded Jarvis Landry away for 2 third-round picks. They bring in Albert Wilson, and we're like, what the F are they doing? And then they signed Danny Amendola.
Yeah, they signed Danny Amendola so he can play 3 games.
What?
But, you know, the thing about Amendola, why you want him on your team, because he's awesome in the playoffs. Miami's not getting to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that he was able to be so awesome in the playoffs is because...
pieces around him.
Not only, yes, there's definitely pieces around him, but Belichick basically sat Amendola's ass on the bench all year.
Yeah.
Because
he knew he was going to break.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I need you in the playoffs. Yep. I need you to be my kick returner. I need you to catch balls. I need you good.
Miami going to play him in week 1. And he's not going to be there in week 5.
Correct.
Yep.
They're going to put him in the slot. I'm sorry. He's going to be concussed on the first pass right behind in the Ryan Tannehill throws. And that's it.
That's it. See ya.
You're Danny Amendola. What are you doing?
He should have stayed where he was going to be safe at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad.
Off season in Idaho. Yeah. Playing catch with Tom Brady.
Isn't that nice?
Eating avocados.
Yeah.
Now
it's a nice life.
You go to South Beach, you know what I'm saying?
Tomatoes.
But you know what? You're not gonna feel good.
No, you're not gonna feel good. I have no idea what the Dolphins are doing. It's much like the Giants. Like you see their moves, you're like, what is wrong with this team? Like I could run this team better.
Yeah, you probably could, Greg.
Don't you feel that way?
Oh, I would definitely run the New York Giants better.
Giants. The Dolphins too.
My God, yeah.
And I don't even mean just those two teams. I mean, there's so many teams out there. You're like, I could do this.
I'm telling you right now. I've been lobbying for a job in the NFL for a while now.
We talked a few months back on the frenzy. We were going to take over.
We were going to take over the Dolphins.
They really should have took us up on that offer.
They should have. And you look at the Eagles, right? And you look at Howie Roseman's able to do, and he's manipulated up the cap. He's able to get better after winning the Super Bowl.
And shout out to him.
I want Howie Roseman.
He got like relegated when Chip Kelly came in. He got pushed aside.
Giants should have signed him then. That was our chance. We would have been back in contention.
Who's our?
Who knew he was our?
You said that was our chance.
Our as in Giants fans.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I certainly don't play for the team or coach. No, that's
right. I thought you
did. You know me. I would never.
I thought you did for a minute.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, a lot of questionable decisions by some of these squads here in some of these signings. The Danny Amendola one certainly stands out. We talked about Chicago a little while ago when it came to Matt Nagy and what the Bears were doing. They also signed Taylor Gabriel yesterday, which is interesting, Matt, because Matt Nagy looking for the next Tyreek Hill, potentially.
That could be. You know, he's going to have, he'll have his own little playbook. You know, there'll be some plays drawn up for him. Look, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm excited because you're going into the future, and it was a dark past.
100%. All right, when we come back, A couple of other wide receivers signed yesterday. I know one of them, Corey, wanted on Dallas, and the other one, well, he's been all over for a couple of years now. We'll talk about both those wide receivers, both joining new teams, and a third, where you scratch your head and be like, what in the hell are the Baltimore Ravens doing? We can do a better job there, too. We'll break it down coming up next.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
All right. So, throughout the process, you heard the Ravens kind of link to wide receivers. And Ossie Newsom's like, yeah, we got to totally redo our wide receiving core. Like, peace Jerry Maclin, peace Mike Wallace. We got to do better. And they were right, right? So, you heard
the last 5 years.
You heard him linked to Allen Robinson. Didn't happen. He went to Chicago. We talked about that yesterday. You heard him linked to Dante Moncrief, your boy. Speaking of Jacksonville, yep. That's where he ends up. What do you think of Dante Moncrief in Jacksonville?
He could become the number one wide receiver if he's healthy.
Yes, he can. Same healthy. Marquise Lee, he will be back in Jacksonville, signing a nice team-friendly deal. Jacksonville hitting it up, man, doing reinforcing that offensive line, replacing Allen Robinson with a Dante Moncrief.
And they still got a hell of a defense.
And they still got a hell of a defense. Jacksonville doing it right. Okay. So then
this is the thing that's crazy to me. Full disclosure, I didn't know the Baltimore Ravens signed a wide receiver yesterday.
Two of them.
They signed two of them. I cannot wait to hear who these
are. Oh, this is exciting. I'm glad that you know who it is.
Yeah.
All right. So they signed two wide receivers yesterday because they needed to get better. So the first one is they tried to find a younger version of Mike Wallace. You're like, okay.
All right.
So do you know a younger version of Mike Wallace that was a free agent by any chance?
A younger version of Mike Wallace. Speed guy, can get down the field, consistently on the field.
Yes.
They didn't sign Paul Richardson.
No, they did not sign Paul Richardson. We'll get to that in a little bit. They signed former Arizona Cardinal John Brown.
Oh, my God.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's the most Ravens thing ever.
No. That was not the most Ravens thing. That was not the most Ravens thing ever. Because John Brown, you talk yourself into it.
He has talent.
He stays healthy. You know, you have Joe Flacco. He replaces Mike Wallace.
You're trying to catch that first high.
Right.
You know, you keep chasing him.
You get it. I understand it. It's fine. But that wasn't the only wide receiver the Ravens signed yesterday.
Who else they signed for
$40? No.
$400 guaranteed.
No. See, you're missing the point here.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ravens signed a wide receiver to a 4-year deal, $29 million for 14.5 guaranteed.
That's not bad.
That's 5.5 less than your boy Paul Richardson, who signed with the Redskins. That's a little bit less than Dante Moncrief. That's a nice contract.
That is a nice contract, especially for Baltimore to be doling out. But who reserves that money?
It's from D.C.
A $10 million signing bonus for former Washington Redskins wide receiver Ryan Grant.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise known as Ryan Gruden.
Otherwise known as Ryan Gruden.
I tell you, though, he's probably the best receiver.
The Ravens' new starting wide receivers are Ryan Grant and John Brown. Corey,
the Cowboys have to get ahead of them in the draft. They have to get ahead of them in the draft because they don't draft a wide receiver. Something's wrong. They need to succeed.
What are we doing here?
They're doing a bad job. They gave Ryan Grant all that money. Amazing. What? Baltimore sucks. Oh my God.
28 years old. He has 39 career catches for 400 yards and 2 touchdowns.
And the Ravens, I guess they had to get the money to somebody.
That was going into 2017.
He got 39 more catches than me.
That was going into 2017. Okay. Last year, he had 45 for 573 and 4.
That was a career year for him, and he got paid off. Shout out to Ryan Grant.
Shout out to Ryan Grant. Doesn't even
and
have
he
to
don't
move.
Even got
to
move. I say you don't even have to move.
This could not have worked out better for him.
Could not have.
Whoever his agent is,
yes.
You got to raise.
Yes, no doubt about
the
that.
The Browns are like so much better than the Ravens and Bengals.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely stunning. We mentioned Paul Richardson. He signed a nice deal, $20 million guaranteed to Washington. I know you really wanted Paul Richardson on Dallas, Corey. You thought he was a nice fit. Instead, he goes to the Skins.
Yeah, nah, D.C. gets him. They got to figure out what they're going to do with Alex Smith back there now. So you get a nice piece for Alex Smith if Richardson can stay healthy. We all think Richardson can play. The Terrell Price experiment is probably over, but you still got J.C. sitting right there in the slot. If Doxson can develop, then, you know, they could have a little something.
I think you got to like Jameson Crowder again with Alex Smith. I think that's a combination.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's the most Alex Smith wide receiver ever.
When we come back, Jake Seeley joins the program. A lot more football to get to, including an end of an era in Green Bay. We'll discuss it with the Olin kid when we come back.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Hour number two of FST on FNTSY is live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson, Matt Modica, and now we welcome in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. What is going on, Jakey?
What's up, Greg?
You feeling it all? So you feeling the love today?
Oh, hell no. Giants can go kick rocks.
I need to be the Giants. I've been in a pretty good mood about this, right? Like, not so much about the Giants because it's absurd. But, you know, listen, I rationalized it as this. It's $2 million, whatever. That's all. That is every time coming out of break.
This
today.
Is getting embarrassing. It's not your money.
It's not my money. Whatever. It's $2 million, Jake. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not blow it out of proportion. And they're going to draft Saquon Barkley at two. Are you cool with that?
No.
What do you want?
It's not just $2 million. It's like it's 6.9 and close to 3, and it's 2 and change. It's close to 3 and guaranteed. It's an ignorant move. The most devalued position in the free agency is the running back, and that's what the Giants do. They miss on Norwell, so let's put all our focus on somebody who doesn't play the offensive line, who doesn't play linebacker, who doesn't fill any need that we have. We have 17 running backs, so why not add another who only averaged 3.4 yards per carry last year, is on the downside of his career, has nothing left, and let's give him $2.5 million guaranteed, whatever the hell it is. It doesn't matter.
Is that what you're going to get all upset about? $2.5 million guaranteed for a running back that's not going to stand in place of another running back?
Because that's where their focus doesn't need to be.
I don't think it's their focus. I think it's just a guy.
If you make Jonathan Stewart one of your first visits in the tampering period, that's where your focus is. And this is Gettleman's already started off terribly. His focus was supposed to be the offensive line. I don't blame, like, the Norwell situation, you can't handle that. Obviously, sure. You did what you did for that. It's the potential he chose somewhere else. Hell, right. If it's the same money.
Yep.
We made that argument yesterday. Yep. You can choose the Jaguars because I want to go contend for a Super Bowl title.
Definitely.
I don't want to go to the Giants.
Definitely.
So I understand. You better
so
have
you
a backup plan. A couple of backup
so,
plans.
Does your whole narrative change? Do they go sign Nate Solder then?
No, because that's still not a solution.
So what can they do to make you happy?
They need two offensive linemen. They need at least one linebacker. They need other solutions.
They got a linebacker. His name's Alec Ogletree.
Yeah, stop.
Wait a minute. No matter what they do, he's not going to be happy.
No, I am. But they need to fill the line. They let Avery Williamson. They didn't even try, apparently, for him.
Too much money.
What do you mean too much money? If you're supposed to jump right back at the playoffs, there's no such thing as too much money.
There's a salary cap.
And they're in. They have money to spend.
Not that much.
What the hell are they holding on to Brandon Marshall for and his $6 million?
No idea. What
exactly.
To do with that. But the Jets had $100 million to spend, so they can fit these guys in. The Giants had 20.
No, they have more than 20.
23, I believe.
Yeah, but they got it up to the high 20s after they restructured
DRC.
A couple things.
Oh, the DRC thing. Right.
Right, and they could have pushed it over 30 by getting rid of Brandon Marshall.
Yes.
And you can work the salary cap anyway. You could just look at the salary caps from last year when some teams are paid out $205 million. How are you paying out $205 million if the salary cap is only $170? You can work things around.
Jake is angry with the New York Giants. I don't blame him, but I'm not going to go overboard quite yet. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Green Bay Packers and their decisions. I will get Jake's thoughts on that. Corey's a match too. FST on FNTSY.
Skick's sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skick's canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers, designed in officially licensed college colors and logos, is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skick's helps fans perform better. Go to Skick's.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skick's.com. Skick's sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Back with you, Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Remember, the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package is here right now. And this year's version is new and improved with more analysis than ever, including an all-day Slack chat channel with the all-in kid Jake Seeley, stats, projections, and improved cheat generator. Get rankings from Jake, from Tim, from Scott, and now, finally, from Michael Florio. Those are up in the inside the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Package. Enter code FNTSY when you check out. Get your Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package right now. The promo code is FNTSY.
I thought it would be Florio.
It's not, but his rankings are up.
It should have been Florio.
Point league rankings are there.
Because he waited until 2 weeks before the season starts to get his rankings up?
Because he killed Ted Finn, that's why. He was responsible for the death of Ted Finn.
Blood is on his hands.
Oh, God.
Gregory, can you plug this in?
Okay. We're on television.
Well, you do the show, I'll plug this in.
There we go. It seems like a more likely scenario here.
I was asking since you was closer.
Well, I understand. Once I throw it to Jake and I get the camera on Jake, then I will do that for you.
Oh, this is like our home. These people be with us every day. They don't mind.
All right, well, you can. All right, why don't you get under there, Corey? Why don't you get on under there?
You do whatever the hell you want anyway.
Jake, that's not nice. Y'all just sit up there and talk about the Giants for 5 minutes just now. This was WFAN.
I gave you about 45 minutes on a personal feud yesterday.
It wasn't 45. It was 17.
No, it wasn't, because the other 20 carried over to the other show.
Well, that's what I meant. All right, Jake. Yesterday, the Green Bay Packers made some major moves, including signing Jimmy Graham to a big-time deal, right? You know, a three-year deal. I don't know how much was guaranteed, but it's pretty significant. I think it was like 30 mil. Again, I don't know what was guaranteed there. Jimmy Graham to Aaron Rodgers, the best tight end he has had since J. Michael Finley, or J. Michael Finley. I don't want to say J. Michael. That's J. Michael Green.
That sounds like something Scott would say.
Well, at least J. Michael Green's a player in the Grizzlies.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's where I got it from.
Justice Winslow.
J. Michael Finley.
Are they retooling?
That took Scott for a half hour talking about the Seahawks is retooling. Scott, leave me alone.
All right. Jay, what do you think about Jimmy Graham in Green Bay?
I like the move, obviously. Fantasy purposes, his value is pretty much about the same. He was fringy top five at this point, and he's going to stay fringy top five. Honestly, this probably cements him inside the top half of tight end one status. There's no question about it. He caught 10 touchdowns on 500 yards and change last year with the Seahawks. He could pretty much do the same with Aaron Rodgers, especially now that they jettisoned Jordy Nelson, and they need that red zone presence, and he's going to run similar. He's going to take up similar space to where Jordy Nelson worked himself into the red zone. That's where Jimmy Graham's going to make his worth. So if you look at it, probably a bump back up in yardage, 700 to 800 yards. He's probably going to get 8 to 10 touchdowns. Guess what? Boom, top five tight end, pretty easy. And like you said, it's the best tight.
I don't know.
I don't know what sound that was, but in any case. Best tight end since they've had since JerMichael Finley. They've been looking for pieces since then. JerMichael Finley since 2011, they haven't had another tight end that's even sniffed tight end one status outside of Richard Rodgers, who finished at 12th with that fluky 8 touchdowns on 500 yards that one season. Outside of that, everything's fallen way short. I mean, we're talking tight ends in the 20s.
Nah, I see, Jake. I like the Jordy Nelson missing in the red zone, Jimmy Graham becoming that guy for Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers don't throw the ball to the tight end. He just don't.
Nope.
He's the anti-Kirk Cousins.
It's because he hasn't had a tight end.
It's not a myth. He don't throw the ball to the tight end. He does not throw the ball to the tight end.
Go ahead, Matt.
Under the cap and stuff, but to me, with this team, with what's going on with, you know, they let Jordy go, and they're going to be making changes at wide receiver. They have their number one wide receiver, but to me, Burton and Sammy Watkins would have been excellent additions to this team moving forward.
He wasn't going to use Burton. He don't throw the ball to the tight end.
That's incorrect. He does use the tight end.
When?
Can I finish?
When?
Can I finish?
Go
His
ahead.
Entire career, he doesn't throw high volume to them because he throws to the people he trusts. They don't catch the ball. He stops throwing to them. Look at the reception rate and how many times they catch the ball when he throws to Rodgers. And the fact that Jared Cook was, as you call him, Bigfoot, because Jared Cook sucks. He throws to the tight end when he has a tight end. He hasn't had tight ends. He's been efficient with who he throws to. And when the tight ends are catching the ball, it's not a high volume, but they're catching the balls that he's throwing to them because that's all he trusts them for. It's not that he doesn't like the tight end. That's a myth made by the fact that he hasn't had a tight end.
I look at the situation. They got Martellus Bennett kind of in his prime. Mm-hmm. They didn't use him.
Jared Cook.
They didn't. There was one game they used Jared Cook. they didn't use Jared Cook. Even before Jermichael Finley became a bum, he stopped throwing the ball to Jermichael Finley. He don't like to throw. I like the Jordy Nelson red zone connection. I see that. I'm not going to have zero. I will have no shares of Jimmy Graham this year because I don't trust him with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm just not paying up for tight end this year.
I mean, it's like Jimmy Graham is going to be Andrew Corliss.
Hell, by the way,
no, it's not.
I just don't trust Jimmy Graham to be healthy.
Jake, as you had this conversation, I have a report the Giants have signed somebody.
Who is hold on. Let me think. Dwayne Allen.
The Giants have signed former Arizona Cardinals outside linebacker Kareem Martin.
Yeah, they ain't making big moves today.
Sure.
Open up the coffers today.
Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
So, so that's how I feel about it. I'm not fooling with Jimmy Graham. I don't like it. I can see the red zone correlation without Jordy Nelson there. But he just don't throw the ball to the tight end. I can't get involved.
Yeah, that's a false narrative.
We'll see.
I just don't think, like, watching Jimmy Graham the second half of the year. I think he's, when healthy, was a fantastic player. I just don't think he has that athletic. He's that same player. He's going to catch touchdown passes. I agree with that. I don't know how healthy he is.
Well, the obvious transition here is this. Without Jordy Nelson, Jimmy Graham theoretically picks up touchdowns because Jordy Nelson no longer in Green Bay, released was the longtime Packer, which had me salivating over Devontae Adams yesterday. Just, you know, this is a wide receiver one without question, in my opinion, next year. But Jordy Nelson,
I'm in the NFL 10.
Yeah.
I'm on the clock in the second round.
Right.
I'm looking at Devontae Adams and Derrick Henry.
Devontae Adams, no brainer.
I drafted Derrick Henry. Like 30 minutes later, Deion Lewis signed. I was like, whoa.
I tried to warn you.
I still got him as an RB1, though. But
you're out of your damn mind.
I still got him as an RB1. I think he's still going to get enough work. And you can't trust Deion Lewis.
I was going to let you out of the bet, as a matter of fact.
I was going to open up the next hour with it. But listen.
Still can.
What the hell was we talking about?
That's Jordy Nelson.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Last night was wild. I had a dream Ryan Grant got $20 million.
You got $20 million?
I don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? But I do like Adams is a rock solid wide receiver one. Interesting to see if they get Ty Montgomery and back in the mix. I think Randall Cobb is going to be gone too. So, but Jordy Nelson, you know, your days, your friendship with Aaron Rodgers is young, and now you have to be friends off the field.
We'll see. Jordy Nelson could be headed to Oakland, of course, as his first visit, pair up with John
what's
Gruden.
What's up with that? John Gruden.
Like, what are you doing?
He's the caveman, John Gruden.
What's wrong with Crabtree? It's the same.
Yeah, what? John Gruden want to hang out with Jordy Nelson. That's why.
I think so, too.
Get these computers out of here.
I like Jordy Nelson. I need somebody to hang out with besides this weird. The Raiders owner is a weird looking dude, Joe. I would not want to hang out with that dude, so I would go get Jordy Nelson so I can hang out with Jordy Nelson and not Mark Davis.
Yeah. So that was weird. What do you think?
What's up with his haircut?
Packers cut your boy, Jordy Nelson, Jake. He told me that Jordy would be back.
Back. Yeah. If he was with Aaron Rodgers, absolutely. I think this is a sad thing that somebody tweeted out yesterday. 129.3 quarterback rating between Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers. And just it's undeniable the connection they had. It's sad to see him gone, honestly. And you looked at it yet last year. I said it, the first four games, 6 touchdowns. The connection was still there. And then Aaron Rodgers got hurt and Jordy Nelson's play slipped back and they made the cut. I thought it was going to be Cobb before Nelson, but yeah, Nelson's not there anymore. And Nelson not with Aaron Rodgers. With Derek Carr, he's not going to have the same value as he would have with Aaron Rodgers. That's not even a question.
We'll see if he officially ends up in Oakland. What do you think about Devontae Adams there, Jake, in Green Bay?
The same thing I've said for the last 2 years.
He's the man.
The wide receiver one.
He's the man. Wide receiver one. Matt, we were all over to this table last year. Jake said it. Corey said it. I said it. We all loved you. You were in on it too. We all loved Devontae Adams. This guy's gonna be very.
I wasn't the hard guy on Adams. You guys were definitely harder than me. I just think they had an opportunity with a couple of these wide receivers that were out there to add to that mix. And I think that's where they should have gone. You could have got a Trey Burton as well if you wanted to get the tight end like that. I just don't. I would have spent my money differently.
Okay. All right. So Devontae Adams, let's see if he can stay on the field. And
that's the only key. That's the only concern I have. If he look, I got to give this guy credit. Nobody comes back from a concussion like him. I mean,
very quickly.
And he's got his head taken off a couple of times.
Oh, legitimately. Legitimately. So
hopefully he's healthy. Hopefully he doesn't get hit like that.
Absolutely. There you go. Those are the moves in Green Bay. When we come back, we got some baseball we got to get to. So stick around. More on FST. FNTSY.
Watch Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9 on Twitch.tv from the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 every Monday through Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern. Do you want to be a part of the show? Take part in the Twitch chat room and give me your opinions or call in 844-84-FNTSY. Go to twitch.tv/CraigCartonLive and get in on the action. Come get some. It's Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9, only on Twitch.tv.
Check out Fantrax.com where you can create the ultimate dynasty keeper or redraft fantasy league using Fantrax's free commissioner product. Find out how it feels to have the deepest player pool, multi-team trades, plus player salary contract options at your fingertips, all of which are fully customizable. And with Fantrax Treasurer, you can set up league entry fees and safely distribute payouts without a third party, so you don't have to track down owners for payments. Enter promo code AL. That's A-L for AL.
Al Melchior.
Yeah, that's right.
The Montana Maven.
He'll be here this weekend. You know, Friday. Be here Friday.
I wonder if he's going to ride the horse up to New York.
Yeah, me and Al will be doing the super auction broadcast.
Oh, very nice. Well, that's very nice. Very excited for that.
That's what's up.
You know, I said when it came to Tout Wars, I was like, I want to keep my guests limited during the BFFs. Cause, you know, I was like, if Al wants to be on.
Well, you make room for Al.
I like Al.
I'm an Al supporter.
Really nice dude.
Al's going to be doing car bombs during the
nice for Al.
That's fine, man.
I'm a supporter. I want to make sure he gets his $109 from Fantrax.
I want to see that conversation.
We're going to have that conversation.
Oh,
there? Yeah, I would like to have
him. I
hope so,
yeah.
I saw something very funny today.
What was that?
I was on my way to here.
Work.
Yes, work. This is my job. Do this for a living professionally. And I was on the Iron Horse, the New York City subway.
Not Al's horse.
Not Al's horse. This is a different horse. This is my horse. So, you know how the train is moving, you know what I'm saying, and it makes stops, and sometimes people jerk around, whatever.
Yeah.
As a veteran, I know when the train is about to make that jerk.
Obviously.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's a long time.
Yep. Yes, I have. So today, the train made that jerk, and this older gentleman. It's probably in his late 60s. He tumbled.
Sure.
So when he tumbles.
Domino effect?
It wasn't a domino effect, but he grabbed the lady that was next to him.
Oh, boy.
So he was standing up, right? So when it tumbled.
How old was this lady next to him?
She was about in her 20s.
Was she wearing jean shorts?
No, he was not wearing shorts. So she's about in her 20s. He goes like. When it moves him forward, so he grabs her to help him to keep from falling.
Where did he grab?
He grabbed her like in her midsection,
right.
Her area, like you know
right.
What I'm saying, like oh my god, you know.
Right.
And she screamed, "Oh my god, Jesus Christ!" And I was just like, "Look at this!" I wanted to laugh so bad, but I couldn't laugh in the people's face. I just was like, "Some people are so clumsy. It was very awkward and uncomfortable and very." very funny. I was quite sure everybody who got off of that cart had a good laugh. You didn't want to laugh in those people's face, but it was very, very amusing. I had to call myself together until I got to work because I didn't want to laugh by myself.
And that's why you can find out why Fantrax is the home of fantasy sports. Check out Fantrax.com today.
I didn't even know you didn't finish the read. Yeah. That was slick.
Just doing my thing, man. I'm just doing my thing. That's a fun story.
It was funny. It was you. I'm buying a car.
I avoid the subway at all.
You buy a car?
Yeah, I'm just going to buy a car and just drive to work. Sure. And drive back home.
That seems unlikely.
Makes no sense, but I just can't with the
I'll hook you up with my connection on 42nd Street at the parking lot.
I don't think that's gonna work. Let's get into some baseball news and notes here. We talked a lot about football, baseball. It's a big weekend here. Tout Wars, NFBC. We got a lot going on this weekend and next. And I want to remember that with the Mets, it's never easy, Matt and Jake. Where yes, you had first this Ahmed Rosario thing, which is like weird. And then you had a Cespedes thing where x-rays are negative, but Matt, he had a cortisone shot in that wrist.
Yeah, that's not good. I got a lot of Cespedes. I mean, I was like, this guy is just, and the seventh round of a 15-teamer, like, I don't know how you pass on him, but this is kind of maybe how you pass on him. And look, he's got to play, so I'm just going to light a candle and just hope it's all better.
Jake?
I'm done.
You're done. You're done. Over.
I'm over it. I mean, the season hasn't even started yet. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, the fact is that the cortisone shot is the telling thing. Is if it's just if it's just bothering him, there's still 2 weeks before the season starts. Does he really need a cortisone shot? Does Jonas Cespedes really need to get out there in 3 days, 2 days to get back on the field? No, he knows how to hit. We've already seen him hit so far. He was hitting with a hurt wrist. The cortisone shot makes me tell is like, there's something more there. Not that it's the x-rays are clean. There's not a break. There's anything like that. But that this is something that can linger throughout the season. And he's missing a couple days. He hits the 10-day DL, which the 10-day DL is the worst thing ever for fantasy, just because of what it does to us and does to our teams, especially if you play in weekly leagues. So you got to deal with that is the fact that it's to say he hits over 140 games, plays for over 140 games. I think it's tough to say at this point. He was somebody I was targeting for value because I know what he can do if he plays only 140 games. But the fact that he got a cortisone shot doesn't make me feel good. It's just, you can understand. Look, Mets, Giants, Rangers, Bulls. I mean, your guys are lucky I haven't hung myself.
Don't do that, Jake. Depressing. I don't want to go with that.
So listen to this now, right?
Hugs not drunk.
So Jonas Cespedes. Here's the thing about Jonas Cespedes. We bring this all together, Reggie.
Okay.
That's what they call him on the BFFs. Yep. We call him Mr. Sussman.
That's
right. Very difficult, very hard on us.
Very difficult to work with?
No, you're not difficult to work with. You're just very hard on us.
All right, Fernando.
I expect the best.
Hey, Don Trell, you want to fix your hat over there?
Give us an arrow.
Jonas Cespedes?
Yeah.
Once came to spring training?
Right.
Came to work riding on what?
A horse.
There you go, right there.
Is that?
It's all came back together. It's all 360. It all comes right back together.
Is he Al Melchior?
He is the Al Melchior of the New York Mets, Jonas Cespedes. Who? What's your friend name?
Frank.
You do the BFFs with? Not Frank.
And Florio.
Florio, yeah. You know the model. Florio yesterday said that he called Jonas Cespedes yo.
Yeah,
I didn't know they was on a nickname basis like that.
Oh, I do.
Craig? Come on, Corey.
Stop it.
I believe it's Craig E. is what it is.
Don't start that. You remember.
Speaking of outfielders getting hurt and guys that have been good values.
Who's next?
Nelson Cruz is next.
Oh, what's his nickname?
Nelly.
The Boomstick. No, I think it's Boomstick.
All right, sure.
Boomstick, yeah.
But Nelly hurt his quad, and he's going to be out for a little while.
Yeah, that's not good for an old man.
Well, he doesn't really have to run the outfield. He'll just hit.
Still, it's not good. Your legs and stuff are part of what you need.
Jake, you concerned about Nelly Cruz's injury?
Absolutely. He's starting the season at DL, according to the reports. So if that's 2 weeks out. If you hurt your quad and they're already talking about your start of the season, the DL, and at his age, like I've been one of the highest owners of Nelson Cruz for the past 3 or 4 years because every single year it's sitting there. It's like, oh, he's still there in the third round. He's still going to hit about 40 home runs, 100 RBI, 100, right? Like, Nelson Cruz is perennially underrated until he finally hits that cliff. This just so happened to also be the first year that I wasn't paying that third-round price, and I don't own him, fortunately. And at this point, I definitely wouldn't. He'd have to fall probably to the fifth or sixth, depending on the size of your league, with this news, because, like I said, if they're talking about starting the season on the DL 2 weeks out from the season, this is something that's going to be a long-term concern, it looks like.
You know, this is definitely going to be a long-term concern. I was paying a fourth, fifth-round price for him early on, but now, you know, I just don't want a part of it. And that's the one that he has no signs of falling off the cliff.
Right.
But this is what you worry about.
This
is
the start.
As you get older, and once you get an injury, you know, it's like when you're an old person, you've been healthy your whole life, and then you go to the hospital and like you die too.
Sure. Yeah. The Nelly Cruz injury paired with the Robinson Cano injury, I kind of think, I don't want to say dampens the outlook for Seattle, because it could be a couple of days for Nelly, a couple of days for Robinson Cano, but you're relying on two older guys here, Corey, in their late 30s.
Yeah, no doubt. But you see, listen, they need to retool like the Seahawks, just like their partners in the Pacific Northwest. Who they got in their pitching staff?
James Paxton.
That's it, right? They got Felix Hernandez. He's washed up now. Forget about that.
He's been washed for a couple of years.
Yeah, so they need to get some new players, to be honest with you.
They got D. Gordon.
Yeah, he is fast. He can steal some bases. They got out. They need to get one of these new young arms.
Yeah, just go get one. Go to the store. Pick one up later. Yeah,
just go get us some new young. They should have
signed Ryan Grant.
They got a whole.
Should have signed Ryan Grant.
Are we doing that Mariners rotation nation today?
We can. Can you want to? Sure.
Hey, all kidding aside, Mike. All kidding aside, Mike Leake is a value in drafts. I'm actually serious about that.
Yeah, I mean, like late and you want the innings, I'm fine with it.
He's going to give you some four-year A.
Will he?
Yeah. People don't realize how well Mike Leake pitched last year, especially being in Seattle. Mike Leake is better than people realize.
I'm out on Mike Leake, Jake.
I'll never forget when
Look, he's a bench matchup pitcher, but the fact is you're getting him from nothing, as Matt said, and you can get him for nothing before everybody else is taking him for nothing and still get him. I mean, you're taking him as your sixth, seventh pitcher. Some people don't even draft him or even think about him. And that's my point, is you can get somebody who can play for the matchups, going to get you probably more matchups than you think you might actually get out of him.
Wonder who I'm actually willing to buy for a buck or like in the 30th round.
You'll never quit Kyle Gibson.
I've never really been on him. I've never been on him before. But
speaking of Seth Lugo, the
really seriously?
Well, it's a transition, Jake. The Mets announced that Noah Syndergaard will be their opening day starter. Jake DeGrom pitches game two, which means DeGrom, he's fine, which makes you feel good, Matt.
Oh, it makes me feel real good. I think he's, you know, he's definitely a top 10 pitcher. You know, you want to say your big four. I got Strasburg and Syndergaard right after that. And then that next group is, you know, DeGrom, Bumgarner, Carrasco, Severino. However you want to put those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
More of a personal preference.
Totally.
Go Bumgarner. Well, sitting like 93 in the fifth inning last night, so, you know.
Totally agree.
Remember, you got hurt on a bike.
When we come back, let's talk about closer situations. We haven't talked too much about closers here. Let's get into some closer situations on the other side, including what Frank Stanfield and I have been talking about all week, St. Louis and Chicago. Baltimore, too. Stick around. More from the Fantasy Sports Network right after this.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Did you know that it only takes 1 minute to potentially save someone's life? Seriously, just 1 minute. That's how long it takes to swab your cheeks and join the donor list with DKMS. There are currently over 900,000 registered donors in the United States, and we need more. There's an American diagnosed every 3 minutes with blood cancer, and there can never be enough donors. For only $45, you can help DKMS register new bone marrow donors. DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day. We want you to help save one. Please, if you can, go to DKMS.org/FNTSY today. We talked, Matt, you and I, talked a bunch about kind of the upper tier closers, right? You know, where that tier ends, where you really kind of like to jump in. If you're not getting Kelvin, if you're not getting Kenley Jansen, or you're not getting Aroldis Chapman, where you go, like the Felipe Riveros, Roberto Osuna types. But let's get a little bit deeper, where you're trying to find closers at the end of everything. Where you're trying to almost go the quantity route. That's kind of where you head to Baltimore, where Zach Britton ruptured his Achilles, should be out till around the All-Star break, maybe a little sooner than that. It was presumed before yesterday that Brad Brock was going to be the closer there, just as he was for most of last year without Zach Britton. Buck Showalter said whoever gets our saves, whether it's Brad Brock or Darren O'Day or a bunch of other guys, you concerned about Brad Brock and his status?
I think he's going to be the guy that's going to get the first chance. I know everybody, Mikel Givens and stuff. I don't think O'Day's ever going to be the closer here. I think he's the guy they want to use in those certain high-leverage situations before the ninth. I think it's Brock because I think they want to enhance his trade value, have him closing out games, getting saves, because they do want to trade this guy. And, you know, unfortunately, the Zach Britton thing, that got screwed up. They wanted to trade him. They should have traded him, but, you know, got injured last year. Now, you know, an unfortunate thing in the offseason. So I think Brock is going to get the opportunity to close out the games, to enhance his value, and then, you know, they'll try and get Britton back up to speed, healthy, and try and move him as well.
Jake, what about you when it comes to Baltimore? Do you feel comfortable drafting a Brad Brock? We have Jake? We lost Jake. Okay, we'll wait on Jake. So there you go. That was Matt's thoughts on Brad Brock, who of course is expected.
Wouldn't be comfortable. Like, if you had drafted him, you're never secure.
Obviously,
like, I had to pay in a draft champions. I had to pay end of the 13th round, which was pretty much the last guy there. So I needed some more saves. I needed a second guy just to get me some saves for a couple of months.
All right, Jake, I wanted to get your thoughts on Brad Brock here.
I've missed anything that was said.
And I understand that, but I wanted to get your thoughts on Brad Brock in general.
Oh, he's fine. I'm not chasing after him because I don't know that he's going to have the job for the entire year, because I still think Michael Givens is a threat. And then when Zach Britton comes back, I don't think they're going to get him Wally Pipped. If he's close to 100%, he'll be involved in the mix as well. So it'd be nice ratios, but I'm not overpaying. I've seen people taking him as like kind of a reliever too, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't take him as a reliever too either. I feel comfortable a little bit later on. But I do feel better about Brad Brock than I do about some of the other situations, specifically in like St. Louis, where we assume Luke Gregerson would be the closer unless they sign Greg Holland, which they haven't yet. So they're going with Luke Gregerson, who then strained his oblique, but it wasn't one of these severe ones that would keep him out 4 or 5 weeks, so we thought. And it looks like he's on the way back. In the meantime, the man that's been closing for St. Louis throughout the spring is Dominic Leone. 3 saves.
Mike's brother?
Mike's brother, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a big league ball player in the Leone family.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
So he's gotten 3 saves this spring. He's looked pretty good in doing it. And John Mosliak has said, listen, he could be the guy. Jake, when it comes to Gregerson, when it comes to Leone, are you investing in either position there? Because it doesn't look like Tyler Lyons or Bud Norris is going to be the guy. What are you doing when it comes to the St. Louis closer?
Yeah, I'm still drafting Gregerson. The only problem is Gregerson's also shown at times that he struggled with that role of being the closer.
Yeah.
I think Leone's intriguing as well, but if I had to put my money on it as of today, it'd be Gregerson. I think Leone could be in the mix. I think this could be a situational one where they don't really have a true closer and they go Leone, Gregerson, and then Lyons ends up being the one they call on if they're going to face 2 to 3 lefties in the ninth. So I think that, you know, Gregerson's the one up there, but it's similar to Brock, but I'd take Brock before I took Gregerson, but these are the type of relievers I want as my third option if I can. It's just, you know, if something falls through, that's okay. It was my third choice. By the way, update, the Giants did sign Nate Solder.
Okay, so you got a linebacker and a tackle today, Jake.
Yeah, they got the tackle. They off the offensive line. They still need another offensive lineman. I don't know anything about that linebacker. Nobody even knows that guy's name. Let's not say they've got a linebacker.
Maybe he's good. Third rounder. Play for James Betcher before you. Let's go.
You got an air horn?
Sorry. In regards to Dominic Leone.
Look, I don't think the guy that gets the most saves is on the roster right now. Do they go and sign a Greg Holland, who was pretty awful in the second half? I'm with Jake. I've said it before. Gregerson has been a good closer, flashed the skills. He's had the skill set, but when given the opportunity to close, has never done well. Leone, I think, is a very good reliever. I don't see him as being the ninth inning guy. Do they mix and match? I could see that, but I would think maybe a Holland gets signed, a Colomé gets traded, and Colomé I'm not that high on either. Looking at his skills from last season, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, strikeout percentage, swinging strike percentage,
yep,
all catered last year. So I do think the Cardinals are going to have to go out and get somebody, though.
Okay, so ultimately you think the answer is not currently in the organization. Okay. Now, let me get the White Sox, Jake, because we're always trying to find a closer. Like, that's what we do. You spend all your money on Favage and no Corey Hates. You're always trying to ultimately find that guy. And it comes to the draft. If I want to draft the Chicago's closer, who do I draft?
Nobody. I don't care. First of all, the White Sox aren't going to win a lot of games. Second of all, we don't really know for certain. We can speculate all we want. Third of all, of all the guys in the competition, you know, maybe Jones has the best. Like, there's just nothing here to really get that excited about. This will be the last couple rounds I'd take the flyer on somebody. I'd say probably, like I said, maybe Jones. That's the thing, is I don't even know who to tell you. And the thing is somebody's going to jump on it because somebody's going to be chasing saves who missed out, only got one closer, but we got to that point anyway. I haven't ended up with a single Chicago White Sox reliever on any of my teams yet, and I've drafted seven teams so far.
I got a couple shares of Joaquin
Soria
in the draft champions. It's just taking a shot here. I tell you, out of all these guys that we're talking about, you know, who you're going to take a shot on, I go to Keone Keeler in Texas. That's the guy.
That's another similar bullpen.
Comes to reserve rounds, and I'm looking to take a flyer on one of these.
Not Tim Lincecum?
No, not Tim Lincecum. Look, I'm rooting for Timmy. I love him. I'm rooting for him. But I think Keeler, you know, he just needs to get his attitude on straight, which seems like maybe that happened over the last year. I think he's got the best skills in the bullpen, so I would roll with him.
What about Jake Keeler?
Not for me. This is another situation. I'm looking right now. I'm trying to find where I have Keeler. I have him as my 48th reliever. He's definitely not that high up the list for me.
And in Atlanta, if you want to play a spec game, it would be AJ Minter.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about AJ Minter. Yeah, but are we? Do we think Vizcaíno is going to lose his job? Is that the thought?
I don't think so.
I'm not saying he's going to lose his job, but I think Minter is going to be able to put up some nice strikeout numbers as well. And if Vizcaíno was to falter, he's clearly the one.
Yeah, he's purely exactly what Matt said. That this is getting, if you're in a deeper league, this is getting ahead of going to chase him on the waiver wire.
Okay. All right, fair enough. And I think that's a good breakdown of those guys there. Are there any other unsettled closer situations, Jake, that we got to take a look at?
So that's what I was scrolling through right now. I was trying to see if there's anything to see. You know, you could maybe say like Steckenrider in Miami. Mm-hmm. I actually like him better than I do like Bearclaw. People don't realize how poor Bearclaw pitched last year. They talk about his strikeouts, but he was actually very high in the whip department. I don't know if they want him to be the closer.
He walks too many people.
That's what we've heard.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you, the one to watch out for is Familia. There's some bad news. That's the best. What does it surprise you? Not only did he miss time already with injury, but he's apparently struggling with getting strikeouts, which is the last thing you want from somebody who also struggles with his command, as we've seen. He's kind of got that Benitez thing where he can come in and go 1-2-3, and then he can come in and walk the first two guys, give up a hit, fall apart, and then get yanked before the save situation's even gone. And like I said, he's struggling to strike people out right now, which is the only reason that he was even serviceable to begin with, because he does get wild at times. So that's something to watch there, because if it's not him, or if he is in this mix, as they said, it's going to be a mix with him and Schwarzak, who's also missed time already, and that situation could actually end up being a bigger mess than people are putting on that.
Well, yeah, if I got a spec on anybody, it's AJ Ramos. I mean, you're going to get him late.
He's got beat up the last two outings. That's the sad thing.
Yeah, and he, you know, He's another guy. It's like I said, you want to try and get. You don't want to be shopping here, but if you say you're in a deeper league and you want to make that 2.5 closers, and say you're in a 30-round league.
All right.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Real quick, I was going to say two things. One is I think Ziegler's underrated. Like, I mean, even if he gets traded at the deadline, he could have 15 saves before he gets traded. Like, people are just dismissing him like he doesn't even deserve to be drafted. That's a mistake for one.
Okay.
And then two, to go back to somebody you mentioned before, I don't know that Greg Holland gets like signed before June because he's got the compensation. It's not a it's a weird one. It's not, he's not a first round draft pick. It's one of these weird compensation situations, but I don't know that he does at this point because of the compensation that comes from losing. Like, who's going to sign a reliever? And that's why I said before, MLB needs to fix this entire situation. It's ignorant. It's causing problems with free agency, as we've seen so far. I don't know that Holland finds a job unless something severe happens.
Desperate.
I mean, we're talking like, you know, if Mark Melancon got hurt tomorrow, was done for the season.
Are we spilling some beer for Willie Calhoun getting demoted?
That was what we were going to spend the last 5 minutes on, was Willie Calhoun, indeed. We take a break here. We're getting to Willie Calhoun. We're sending in FSC, OT, a lot more NFL news coming up there. So stick around for that. We'll be back right after this. Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Kirk Cousins had a 3-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings for $28.6 million a year. All guaranteed. He has changed the game. Now, if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're any quarterback signing an extension with the team, you accept nothing less than 100% guaranteed.
Well, it's got to be a short deal, like him.
Sure.
You know, if they give him a 7-year deal like they
fine.
Do.
Fine. Then guarantee me 5 years.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, so we're back here now on Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you, though, before we continue on, that welcome to the next generation of fantasy football, a fan-controlled football league where fans manage real teams and are rewarded for their successes through the league's proprietary fan token. In the FCFL, fans scout players, draft rosters, hire coaches, call plays, and even help design their team logo. The FCFL will feature 8 professional teams playing 7-on-7, fast-paced indoor football. To learn more about fan token and the FCFL, visit fcfl.io. Power to the fans. All right, Jake, one last point before we send you to OT, where I'm sure you took a lot of football, some Rotation Nation potentially when it comes to the Mariners. That's Willie Calhoun. A lot of people in this industry thought he was going to be the starting left fielder for the Texas Rangers. Instead, he will start in AAA.
Yeah, I think this is a service time issue because definitely there was nothing here outside maybe his defense, similar to the situation with Andujar with the Yankees, is the fact that maybe they're putting some value on defense. The metrics of baseball are taking over for the past couple of seasons. We've seen that. We've seen players like Yonder Alonso go to Eno Saris and talk about his swing and the way that he's hitting the ball and changing and giving credit to all these advanced metrics in baseball. And some of these teams are really starting to pay attention to what defense does to you. Calhoun's defense has always been an issue, and that's the only thing here because the bat's for real. The bat's not a question. And Willie Calhoun could easily be an outfielder 4 with potential for even more if a full fantasy season behind you. But this looks like they're going to set him down for a service contract time and maybe hopefully get some more defense adjustment, maybe develop it a little bit more. I'd expect him to be up around the same time Acuna comes up for the Braves, but you just have to factor in possibly a lost month or month and a half.
When it does come to Calhoun, the one name that I kept being afraid of early throughout really the summer, or the winter rather, has been Ryan Rua, because Texas loves Ryan Rua. And I feel like people forget that.
Yeah, but you don't have to lie. Just because they love him doesn't mean it matters for you in fantasy.
No, it doesn't know what matters because they're going to play Ryan Rua over Willie Calhoun. That's why it matters, I'm saying.
You're right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, but you don't care about Ryan Rua.
I don't care about Ryan Rua, but the Texas Rangers do, which is a Willie Calhoun issue.
We're talking baseball, but I care about 4 years, $60 million for Solder. Go ahead.
Highest paid left tackle in football. You mentioned Ronald Acuna. I feel like his name is, I don't want to be slowed down since the beginning of the draft season, but it feels like it has a little bit.
It definitely has, but he's still a great talent. There's no question about it. When he comes up, you're going to want him on your fantasy team. If you can draft him, hold him, I definitely still would. There's no question.
Okay, but would you draft him where he was going? Like, he was going, what, in the fourth or sixth round previously, right?
I don't think he was going that high. I think he was kind of... I mean, hey, check ADP. I don't think he was going quite that high. So but the fact is, I'm
in the NFBC ADP right now. Yeah, according to the NFBC,
I don't care about that.
You don't care about that.
I don't care about that.
Okay, well, no. 104. Because was the
Fantasy Pros has him at 132. This includes the NFBC, but also includes Yahoo and ESPN, CBS, which are paid for leagues and Fantrax and all that type of stuff. He's 132. So if you're a 12 team league, you can just do the math right there. 11th round plus to play with,
I'm okay with
the 12th
that.
Round. That's okay, and I would still draft him there as of today, even with the delay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too. I'm okay with Acuna going in the 11th round.
A couple of years ago, when this was supposed to be Gregory Polanco and everybody knew he was only down for a service time, Gregory Polanco was going in the 7th round that year.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said I like the 11th round much better. Much better.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jake, we got a minute remaining. So Nate Solder, 4 years, $60 million. Clearly, he was the priority, not Norwell.
No, I don't think he was the priority.
Really?
I think Solder did the right thing. Yeah, absolutely. I think Norwell was the priority. But right. The problem is that they got outbid, and Solder did the right thing. Solder waited, and then he became when that last person in the tier in an auction
you're
is sitting there.
Right.
You don't want to be holding that back.
You're absolutely right. Highest paid left tackle, which the Giants desperately needed. All pro is Norwell. Yep. Not so much for Nate Solder, but it's a bit more important position. That's for damn sure. We take a break here. FSTOT is up next. I'll see you at the BFFs in a little bit.